Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Let's get into it. Joe's Need to Know News. NFL preseason last night. The Colts lost to the Bills 24-16. The Texans, it was close, but they lost to the Packers 28-26 your final. How about this? Continuing with sports, the New York Yankees and Chicago White Sox will play a game at the famous Field of Dreams site in Iowa. August 13th, 2020 is when it's going down. I am so excited about this. They're building a temporary 800-seat ballpark that will be built at the site where the 1989 movie was filmed. It will be the first Major League Baseball game to be played in Iowa. Liv, Pork Chop, either one of you, have you seen
Field of Dreams?
Please say yes.
Duh.
Okay, I was so afraid you'd be like, what? No, 1989.
I haven't.
You have not seen Field of Dreams?
No.
Homework assignment this weekend. You need to watch it. Are you a sports fan at all?
Yeah, of course I'm a huge sports fan.
I would say it's one of the top three baseball movies of all time.
I think it's top five, maybe top 10 sports movies of all time. All
right, I will watch it, I promise.
All right, good, good. If you need me to give you some money to like download it off Apple or something or wherever it's at, I'll pay for that. You need to get in touch with yourself and check that out. Okay, the average person, all the parents out there, you're going to not like to hear this, is going to spend about $507 on back-to-school shopping this year. That's according to a new study. That is up $42 from last year. That doesn't surprise me. Clothes alone, right? You got to get your outfit.
Right.
How much is that? Hundreds of dollars? And if you have a kid?
I feel like so many kids are dressing like they would like so much older, you know? Like they have to have the right shoes, the right pants, the right shirt, the right jacket, the right earrings, the right necklace, the right purse. Like there's just so much that goes into it. I feel like now than it, there was like when we were kids.
Yeah. I honestly like it is nice when you have some clothing that you really like. But I just have such traumatic experiences. I remember like every year being the fat kid and it's like had to go to the store like, where's the Husky section? I'm like, no fashion for this kid. But yeah, it's going to be $507 the average parent will spend on back to school shopping this year. I want to know what you think about this, Liv. A neighborhood wants their help wanted strip club sign to be taken down. Listen to this. A help wanted sign outside of Candy's Gentleman's Club in Omaha says, fully nude girls, stay-at-home moms, earn extra cash, apply within. I think it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but
yeah.
I mean, come on. You don't know who's at that strip club. Grandma could be there. People got to make that money.
Why is that bad? I mean, they're just saying that they're hiring. It's not like they're forcing anyone to go in and become a stripper.
It's just a word. Yeah, the club is not open yet, but neighbors think the sign is inappropriate.
It's very inappropriate.
I don't think it should be on the main street like this.
It's kind of crass.
They got a preschool right here for little kids. I don't think they should have to see that.
I don't know. I think that's a good setup right there. You drop your kid off at preschool. You go do a little dancey dance. Come pick him up.
Oh, my gosh.
Saying,
Mom, why is there glitter everywhere? Why do you smell like cigarettes?
Because I like Kesha.
My son has seen the sign, and he has asked, you know, Mom, why would moms go be naked? Like, why do they want naked moms? And the fact that it has fully nude girls, stay-at-home moms, my son can read that. He knows what nude means. And it's just kind of terrible.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I was, like, thinking that it was, like, right on their, like, door or in the window of the strip club.
It's a sign, though. Come on. I don't know.
I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't really care, but I can see where parents are getting upset.
I wouldn't mind if I had a location that close to me. According to a new survey, 67, almost 7 out of 10 people percent admit that they've intentionally done a bad job at a chore so they could get out of doing it again in the future.
Yes, you want to know why everyone's doing this?
Why?
Because our leader, our queen, Paris Hilton, taught us this. In The Simple Life, when she had the show The Simple Life, she did that so she didn't have to do chores wherever she was at, whatever family she was staying with. And I remember watching that in like second grade and being like, oh my gosh, my queen, a genius. And you know what? I never had to vacuum, ever.
Hold on. You couldn't handle vacuuming?
I would just like didn't want to do it. I was too lazy. And so I told my mom that like I just didn't know how to and that like the noise bothered me. And then she was like, come on, do it. And then I did it like really badly. and then she never had me do it again.
Your poor
parents.
And I
learned it from Paris Hilton.
Your poor parents. Now, here's what sucks. Like, I just messed stuff up. Not on purpose, but I have messed things up, and now my wife won't let me do things. Like, I can't do certain laundry. I'm only allowed to do towels and my own underwear and socks. I can't do shirts because I've shrunk mine. I've shrunk hers. I can't do any of her dresses. I can't do anything except for towels and underwear.
Dude, my boyfriend shrinks everything of mine, but then he still insists on doing it. And I'm like, this is so backwards. What?
All right, and your final story today for Joe's Need to Know News. This is some of the best audio I've heard in a long time, and the video is something you need to go check out and find it on our website. A woman fights off an attacker by biting him with no teeth. Alice Coleman says she fought off a burglar accused of forcing himself into her Fort Lauderdale apartment by biting him with her mouth, even though she has no teeth.
Some kind of danger. I sensed it. And I seen that look on his face. My life, we're in danger. I was able to bite him, and I didn't even have my teeth in my mouth like now. They say, my brother and them say, how did you bite him? I say, with the little teeth I got, I bit him. I ran out, and when I ran out, he locked himself in here, locked me out of my own place. And they asked me where he was. I told him that he was in my apartment. The police knocked on the door and said, the police, he opened the door. And when he opened the door, they pulled him out and put the handcuffs on him and took him in the car.
I bit him with my little teeth.
That is
persistence.
Gosh.
You never mess with old people. You know what? They've been around long enough. They don't got time for your crap. You're trying to break in there and do stuff.
Yeah, honestly, good for her. Standing up for herself, getting the job done.
That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out on our website. And we'll put a link to Swipe Up later on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show.